Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjidin wa kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Sadaqallahul azim. Wa an Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qad aflaha man aslama wa ruziqa kafafa wa qanna'ahu Allah bima ata, wa kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Just recently, in the week, the budget was announced, and in a short time the financial year ends. Businessmen are all gearing themselves up to check whether they are running at a loss, whether their businesses are flourishing, whether they are, you know, making money, or what their situation is. And just the average person on the street, or in fact not just the average person, but every person is haunted by inflation. Before, the price of petrol would go up once in a few years. And if the price of petrol was going up just by a few cents, it was such a hype that the night before there is a big queue at all the petrol stations, because it was something like very, very strange that the price of petrol is going up. It was such a big thing. Everybody would queue up at the petrol stations and they are filling up their tanks, etc. In today's zamana, the price of petrol is going up so often that so many times we don't even know that price of petrol is going up. Nobody even worries about queuing up, because what you're going to queue up for? You'll queue up today, after 1 week again the price of petrol is going up, or next month again it is going up. So it's something we just have to live with. Then if we look at the basic commodities, basic staple food, diet, you look at the price of meat, you look at the price of oil, basic things, flour, rice, sugar, how the prices are going up. Everything is just shooting up. So every person is concerned with the cost of living. Forget luxuries, forget extras. Just to make ends meet, 80% or 90% of the population of our country can't even make ends meet. People are battling just to make ends meet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif that, O children of Adam, Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid, that wear your clothing, wear your beautiful clothing, your nice clothing at every masjid. Adorn yourselves, look good, look clean, look smart. Adorn yourselves whenever you come to the masjid, whether it is the haram, whether it is any masjid. And at all times also a Muslim should be a neat and tidy person. Wakulu, eat of the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. Drink of the beverages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided of the halal kind. The only thing is, wala tusrifu, don't make israf, don't be wasteful. Innahu la yuhibbul musrifin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like those people who are wasteful. This being wasteful is part of saving the environment, saving the resources. Today big conferences and big organizations, they talk about saving the resources of the world and protecting the environment, etc. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us these principles 1429 years ago. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that if you are making wuzu, Even if you are making wuzu at the river, there is an abundance of water. Even there, don't be wasteful. Even there, just use that amount that is sufficient. So from this ayat of the Quran Sharif, we gauge that on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is permitting us. Islam is not a way of life like how the monks live their lives. That now they don't wear any nice clothing and they just seclude themselves in the monastery. They don't eat any good food. They just eat that amount for survival, etc. So Islam doesn't promote that type of an ideology. Islam doesn't promote that type of a life, that a person doesn't marry, he makes himself look untidy, etc. Islam doesn't promote that. Islam promotes a life where you live well, you dress well, you have a good home, you have a good wife, you live a decent, comfortable, nice life. You eat good food. You make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these bounties. But at the same time, there must be no israf. We must not be wasteful. And what is the meaning of wasteful? One is what the kuffar consider as being wasteful. But a Muslim has a whole different concept of what is wasteful. If a kafir is a person who can afford, if he can afford to throw a lavish, have a lavish wedding, he can afford it. So it won't be regarded as being wasteful. Because you say, I got the money, I'm paying for it. But in Islam, it works differently. In Islam, even if you can afford it, if Allah Pak has given us the wealth, then too, we can't throw these lavish types of weddings. And it's not even called a walima. We mustn't call those type of gatherings walimas. Because walima is something that is sacred. It's a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That gathering that we have when a couple get married, which is full of guna, etc., we mustn't fool ourselves and call it walima. We're bluffing ourselves. It's not a walima. It's a gathering of guna. It's a gathering of the la'nat of Allah Pak. Not a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this making israf, even though a person can afford it, is not allowed in Islam. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Namat Barakatuhum, my Shaykh, he once gave this example. He said that if you have booked in, you've gone for Umrah, you have booked in a hotel, you are staying there, you have paid for your stay, and now we are brushing our teeth in the morning, and while brushing our teeth, we leave the tap running. We're brushing our teeth, but the tap is running. So isn't that israf? Now a kafir will tell you, but I've paid for the accommodation. I can use the facilities here. But a Muslim thinks differently. No, this water is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people don't even have a clean glass of water to drink. So many people are suffering with thirst. So many people have to walk kilometers just to get to a river, just to get to a well, to fill up a little bit of water. And here I am standing at a tap. This is a ni'mat of Allah Pak, and I'm allowing it to just flow like this down the drain, getting wasted. So even if we have paid, even if we can afford to pay more than what we have paid, but we are not allowed to waste that ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Some of us are guilty, we even do it at home. That we're brushing our teeth and the tap is just running away. A person is standing in the shower for longer than necessary, just because he's got a massage head. A person has got a big jacuzzi. He's used that water once. He's filling up that whole jacuzzi to use that water and then let it go down the drain. All these things are israf. It is being wasteful. It is waste. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us not to be wasteful. The Quran Sharif has instructed us not to be wasteful. Now why I'm speaking about this is when we hear this budget, when we come to the financial year end, and when the price of things are rising at such a rapid rate that a person's increment cannot keep up with the inflation. What the person is earning, he may get an increment at the beginning of the year or the beginning of the new financial year, etc. But his increment is not, on the same par, on the same line as the inflation. So how is a person going to manage? I was speaking to one brother the other day on the same lines, and I said to him that, you know, I wonder, how does the average South African, the labor force, how do they manage? If you look at the price of oil, what it was a few months ago, and today what the price of oil is. So how does that person manage to come out now? That person, that maid of ours whom we are paying 600, 700, and 800 rand, that person who's packing our shelves, who may be earning 1,000 rand or 1,500 rand for the month, how does that person come out? How does that person make it? So the answer the brother gave me is, no, they live a different type of life. So I said, what do you mean? So he says, no, they live a simple life. They don't buy the oil. They use dripping. They use fat. They will cook with the wholesome. They will cook with the dripping. So that won't affect them, because they live a simple life. Now maybe we can't become so simple. Maybe we can't start using wholesome fat. I don't know if you get a halal one. But maybe we can't start using that. But we have to bring our standards of living onto simplicity.